It's the days in army. It's a rhyme to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's the days in army. It's a rhyme to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahbika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahbika ya Nurallah. MashaAllah viewers, today I'm coming in front of you to present something that's very, very important to all of our lives. I want to talk to you about an organization that has made a Madani revolution across the whole of the world. It's brought a life-changing change in many people's hearts. Yes, people who were far away from religion, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, today they have become righteous. Those who did not offer their prayers are, alhamdulillah, now praying the salah 5 times a day. Those who were disobedient to their parents, alhamdulillah, now are becoming obedient. Or rather, in thousands, non-Muslims are also accepting Islam, alhamdulillah.
La ilaha,
la ilaha,
illallah,
illallah,
Muhammadur,
Muhammadur,
Rasulullah,
Rasulullah,
sallallahu,
sallallahu,
alayhi,
alayhi,
wasallam.
Such an organization, my dear viewers, that has instilled such manners and such respect in minds that, alhamdulillah, as soon as people become associated with this organization, they begin to love the friends of Allah. They start loving the righteous people. And most importantly, they start developing their love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. Eyes begin to moisten with the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hearts begin to fill with the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. A person starts caring about the hereafter. And along with that, he also starts caring about other people as well in the community. The rights of people, haqqul ibad, firmly take a place in his mind, and he becomes that Muslim who cares deeply about the rights of people. Certainly, you're probably wondering, which organization is this that has made such a change in the lives of individuals? Yes, it is the organization, your organization, Da'wat Islam. Da'wat Islami started approximately 40-45 years ago in 1981. And then the foundation of the organization was laid. And within these 44-45 years, the message has reached every corner of the world. Yes, every corner of the world. You'll be pleased to know that this message has reached more than 150 countries as we speak. And millions of people, yes, millions of people, countless lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are associated with this beloved organization and are benefiting from its blessings. The foundation of this organization was laid approximately 44 to 45 years ago by Emile Sunnat, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Bolana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, mashallah. And along with a few of his companions, and within no time at all, this message spread throughout the whole of the world. Allah Azza wa Jal, due to the sincerity of this righteous man, granted tremendous progress to the work of Da'wat Islami. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that he helps us in spreading this beloved message throughout the whole of the world. And in doing so, he grants us helpers as well. Today, I want a few minutes from you. I want to tell you about some of the departments within those, but I want to mention just a few, and I want to take a few minutes of your time. As I mentioned earlier on, Da'wat Islami started in 1981. And through its beginning, it started by having these religious gatherings, as we call them, the ishtamas. They started in the local area, then they developed into the city level, then they went to provincial level, then they went to national level, and then they became international gatherings began. And gradually the message kept spreading. And these massive gatherings continue today, even in small and large cities of Pakistan and in many countries around the world. Here in the UK, many, many cities have weekly ishtamas for brothers. Many, many cities have weekly ishtamas for sisters as well. Dear viewers, Da'wat Islami has a beautiful slogan. And the slogan of Da'wat Islami is that I must strive to rectify myself rectify the people of the whole world. Now, when the aim is tried to rectify oneself and the people of the whole world, for this purpose, two specific powerful departments have been created. To spread the message around the world, a kafla, a religious caravan system was created. And subhanAllah, these caravans have performed wonders. 3-day, 12-day, 30-day, and yes, even 12-month kaflas, people are traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to learn about the deen and to spread the message of Islam as well. And these kaflas, they're not just limited to one country. They travel within that country, within that city, but they also travel abroad as well. Here in the UK, many kaflas are traveling to many places in Europe, to Turkey, and many other places around the world as well. This has a dual benefit, that through these kaflas, not only are you spreading the message of Islam, but you're also benefiting yourself. It's developing yourself. And you will realize, if you travel in a kafla, inshallah, you'll be spiritually lifted. You'll feel that you need to achieve more in your life. You feel that you need to change your direction in your life. Your focus will change, and you ultimately will change as well. So I encourage everybody to travel in a kafla as well.
People all over the world to spread the sunnah, whether it be China or Bangladesh.
The second department that was created to fulfill the slogan of Dawud Islami was the Nekamal, the Pious Deeds Department. And for Islamic brothers, this consists of a 72 Pious Deeds booklet. For the sisters, this consists of 63 pious deeds as well. And basically, this is a booklet in which you are to reflect on yourself, reflect on the actions that you have performed during this day, this week, this month, this year, throughout your life. And by reflecting on your actions, you can make the necessary changes that you need to have. Alhamdulillah, this is available in the book format, and it's also available as an app as well that you can all download completely free of charge. When we talk about gatherings, then weekly gatherings that are also held, and you will be pleased to know that inside Pakistan and outside of Pakistan, more than 600,000 people every single week, yes, every single week, attend these gatherings. And these gatherings are held at thousands of locations worldwide as well. Just reflect for a moment. Every week, such a large number of people gather and participate in these gatherings. And when I spoke to you about kaflas, subhanAllah, and you were pleased to know that if we speak about 2025, alhamdulillah, during that year, just 2025, more than 1 million, yes, 1 million people traveled in the way of Allah in the form of the kaflas. Yes, 1 million lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took time out from their schedule, from their jobs, and traveled in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. Surely we can all follow in their footsteps and find time to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make this intention during the year 2026 that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will also be amongst those fortunate ones, those lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are able to travel in the way of Allah in the form of a kafla. 3 days, 7 days, 12 days, 30 days. And yes, I know you may not believe it, but there are many brothers that also travel for the whole year in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Please contact us inshallah if you wish to be part of this beautiful traveling in the form of a Madani kafla. For character building, Dawud Islami has another department as well, in which various short courses and long courses are created, namely the Shohba Madani courses. The Madani courses department has also been created. And you'll be pleased to know that in 2025 alone, more than 21,000 courses were conducted on different topics. And in the same year, 2025, the number of people who attended these courses were more than 400,000 people. Yes, 400,000 people attended these courses to improve the knowledge of the deen of Islam. And once again, I encourage you all to find out where these courses are taking place. Enroll on these courses, join these courses. A lot of these courses are maybe in your localities and you're not even aware of that. Find out what is happening in your locality and attend these courses.
It's the Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
There is another department of Dawud Islami that I also want to mention to you. Just as doctors treat the patients through medical terms, through the pure word of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the Quran and the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, spiritual treatments are also carried out. And for this distressed ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are completely free of charge. And I want to stress this, a completely free of charge spiritual treatment service was started. Such an amazing service that you'll be astonished to know that internationally, more than 3,700 stalls are set up. A stall is where people come, they mention the problems that they are facing, and brothers there, and separate ones for the sisters are set up as well, where they come, mention the problems, and spiritual cures in the form of tawzad or wazifa, iskara, are also given to all of these people. I want to emphasize once again that this is a completely free of charge. The number of people visiting these stalls, Allahu Akbar, monthly, just monthly, every month, 875,000 people approximately visit these stalls every single month. And remember, I stress once again, completely free of charge. Yes, your Dawud Islami spends millions on this department, and yet not a single rupee, a pesa, a penny, a pound is charged from the distressed Muslims. If you want to receive spiritual treatment, you'll see that we also have a Facebook page, and on that we also have on our website as well. And I want you to visit the website, visit the Facebook page, or contact through the given number, and you too can receive this spiritual treatment. Viewers, learning religious knowledge, subhanAllah, is obligatory for every Muslim man and woman. And alhamdulillah, becoming a religious scholar is an immense honor. Scholars, they are the inheritors of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars, they are the leaders of the ummah. To provide the ummah with these scholars, to spread the light of religious knowledge, Dawat Islami established the department Jamaat al-Madina. Yes, Jamaat al-Madina is that institute in which we create the scholars of the future. And this Jamaat al-Madina, your Jamaat al-Madina, has performed wonders. At present, inside Pakistan and around the whole world, more than 1,500, yes, 1,500 Jamaat al-Madina institutes have been set up. You could say that 1,500 universities have been set up to provide this Dars-e-Nizami course. Allahu Akbar. Yes, these are Islamic universities throughout the whole of the world. And currently, more than 128,000 students, both brothers and sisters, are acquiring the knowledge in these institutes, once again, completely free of charge. They are studying the Dars-e-Nizami and they are becoming the scholars of the future. And you will also be glad to know that so far, the number of those who have completed the Fazail-e Shariat course and Dars-e-Nizami course has reached more than 41,500. Allahu Akbar. Here in the UK, viewers, more than 100 male scholars have been created. More than 100 female scholars have been created. And here in the UK, we have 23-24 institutes which are spreading this knowledge throughout the whole of the UK as well.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
These scholars are also not staying in one place. They are traveling throughout the whole world. They're lighting the lamp of religious knowledge and playing the role in removing the darkness of ignorance as well. Many have become imams of masjids. Many are traveling across the world and they are bringing young Muslims into Islam. Another important point to understand is this, that amongst those thousands of students, studying a large number are also residential as well. Residential accommodation is provided for them, food is provided for them, residential fees are cost for them, completely free of charge. Your Dawud Islami does not charge them. And here in the UK alone, we have residential accommodation in Bradford, in Birmingham, in Luton as well. All completely free of charge. Like I said, Jamaat al-Madina is not only in Pakistan, it's all over the world as well. And alhamdulillah, it should also be remembered that this Dars-e-Nizami that is taught in the language of that country. For example, in Pakistan, it is taught in Urdu. Here in the UK, it is taught in English. The Jamaat al-Madinas that have been established in Africa, they've been taught in the language over there. And also in Europe, where Jamaat al-Madina has been established, the language of that country is the language in which that course is taught. Your Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, also in Turkey, we also have a Jamaat al-Madina there, and there, Dars-e-Nizami is being taught in Turkish as well. So let us show you some glimpses of Jamaat al-Madina and how the process of education continues in this blessed department.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
I would like to say one thing to you, that nowadays families, they try that if only in our family there'd be one doctor. If in our family, there could be one lawyer. In our family, there could be one person from this background. What about having an Alimuddin in your family? Have a look in your family. Do you have an Alimuddin in your family? In whose family are the Alimuddins going to be created? I encourage you all that to create at least or help or assist at least one person from your family to become an Alimuddin. That Alimuddin in your family will protect your iman. That Alimuddin in your family will safeguard you from committing sins. We know of the benefits of having a doctor in our family. We know of the benefits of having a doctor, a lawyer in our family. What about the benefits of having an Alimuddin in our family? Many, many countries have this Jamaat al-Madina. Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, UK, Kenya, Sri Lanka, USA, Mozambique, Mauritius, Malawi, Spain, Italy, Canada, Tanzania, Lesotho, Australia, Uganda, Indonesia, Germany, and South Africa. All of these places have these Jamaat al-Madina institutes.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold.
Viewers, for spreading the light of the Holy Quran, Dawat Islami has also established a very, very important department, Madrasatul Madina. The Holy Quran is the path to salvation. The Holy Quran is Allah's message for the entire world. Memorizing the Quran, understanding the Quran is very necessary for all of us. Dawat Islami has made this department, Madrasatul Madina. And this is such a department that I can safely say, not only in the UK, but all around the world, is probably one of the biggest departments of Dawat Islami. Because not only in Pakistan, but also around the world, approximately 19,900 Madrasatul Madinas have been established. Yes, not 19,900 students, but 19,900 centers have been established. Yes, in that short term Madrasatul Madina and full time Madrasatul Madina, approximately 19,900 of these departments are present. And how many students do we have in them? Allahu Akbar. More than 450,000 students are currently studying in these Madrasatul Madinas all around the world. Here in the UK, more than 105 Madrasatul Madinas part-time in the evenings have been established, and approximately 8,000 children are studying in their madrasas as well. Alhamdulillah, by the blessings of your Dawat Islami, this department, the number of students, male and female, who have completed the Hifz and Nazra, approximately 750,000 plus students have completed the Hifz and the Nazra in your Madrasatul Madinas. Dawat Islami has given the afaz to the Ummah, and alhamdulillah, this work is continuously increasing. We should all try to become connected to this department. How beautiful are the words of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says that the best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and those who teach it. So come, by becoming associated with Madrasatul Madina, we can also attain this favor. Madrasatul Madina is performing magnificent services in the country and abroad today. I will tell you in which countries Madrasatul Madina branches are present. Nepal, Turkey, Australia, USA, UK, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Holland, Italy, Sweden, Spain, Norway, Portugal, Kuwait, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Iran, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Mauritius, Zimbabwe, Malawi, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, and Sri Lanka as well. MashaAllah.
Quran, in the light of Quran.
Some people say, viewers, that the Quran is to be read, religion is to be learned, but there is no time to go to the madrasa. Allahu Akbar. Dawat Islami has also solved this problem by providing you with Fizan Online Academy. Fizan Online Academy is a service that is provided to the Ummah. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone you are in, whatever time you request, Fizan Online Academy is there to assist you in learning the Quran and learning the Deen of Islam. Currently, more than 27,000 students are studying with Fizan Online Academy, and more than 64,000 students have also completed the courses that they attended. This is a service that is available to all of you. Find our website, find the courses that are available there, and approximately 40 courses, not just one course, 40 courses have been taught on Fizan Online Academy. Like I said to you early on, this service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You give us the time, whichever time zone you're in, wherever you are around the world, whatever time you wish to learn, inshallah azawajal, your Dawah Islami through Fizan Online Academy will provide you with this service. This Fizan Online Academy is not just for the brothers, it's also available for the sisters as well. And in the case of the brothers, you'll have the male teachers. In the case of the sisters, you'll have the female teachers as well. Another beautiful service of Dawah Islami. Viewers, these are Dawah Islami's educational institutes. Jamaat al-Madina, Madrasat al-Madina, and then Alhamdulillah Fizan Online Academy. These are the beautiful departments. And these departments have been linked to a department of Dawah Islami called the Kanzul Midaris Board. Yes, by the grace of Allah, from the government, Dawah Islami got a regular education board approval, and its name is Kanzul Midaris Board. Along with all the universities and madrasas of Dawah Islami, Alhamdulillah, excellent universities and madrasas of the lovers of the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are now affiliated with it. This department is progressing on the path of development, and in a magnificent manner, with clear goals, for the best guidance of the future, this department is playing its role. Syllabus is made, planning is done, how to teach inside the madrasas, inside universities, for the future, what to do, all of these things, Alhamdulillah, your Kanzul Madaris Board is doing its work in a magnificent manner with the expert Islamic brothers and expert teachers. Respected viewers, it is very necessary that the Quran be taught, Islamic knowledge be obtained, and the people be given correct guidance. But many people want that the worldly education should also be given. And yes, in Dawah Islami's wonderful department, Jamaat al-Madina, various language courses are also being run. Computer courses are also being taught for free as well. And for the skill development of these students, for the better future, a department has also been created, the skill enhancement program as well. Through this, which they are given language skills, IT skills, web development skills, and many other courses are being taught to them as well. But along with this, there is certainly a need for a schooling system where both religious education and worldly education are provided. Dear viewers, if you read the history of Islam, from a long time ago, centuries ago, our madarises, our madrasas used to produce scholars who were also scientists, mathematicians, and doctors. In other words, under one roof, all kinds of knowledge were taught. Then there came time when madrasas and universities were separated. Alhamdulillah, to cover this gap, Dawah Islami has established a department called Darul Madina. Subhanallah, Darul Madina has created an entire education system with multiple branches and departments, including Fizan Islamic School, Darul Madina School, Fizan Weekend Islamic School. And it's worth mentioning that Darul Madina also has schoolers, a college, and Alhamdulillah, after the approval from the federal government of Pakistan, Darul Madina University has also been established in Islamabad. This entire Darul Madina network, Alhamdulillah, now has 299 branches, both inside and outside of Pakistan. And currently over 54,000 students, yes, 54,000 students have been enrolled in this education system. This institution is one where worldly education is also taught, while training and moral development are also emphasized. Students are not allowed to drift away from religion, and Islamic knowledge is also imparted upon them. It will not be long, inshallah, before you will meet professionals who are also scholars of Islam. You meet doctors who are also hafaz. You meet lawyers who are also alimuddins as well. Inshallah, the mission of Darul Madina as a department of Dawah Islami is to provide the ummah with the best professionals, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant further progress to this department. It should be noted that this department is expanding not only in Pakistan, but also in various countries around the world. If we speak only about UK, which is considered to have one of the best education systems in the world, starting a school there and fulfilling the SOPs is not easy. Those who are experienced in such countries will know this, but Alhamdulillah, Darul Madina has obtained the necessary approvals from the government here as well. And multiple branches are now operating in the UK. The lovers of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in these countries are also praying for Dawah Islami. Here in the UK, we have the nurseries, we have the primary schools, and we're currently opening the secondary schools as well. Your Dawah Islami is providing this service. While parents used to worry about sending the children to school or college because it might affect their faith, now, after Darul Madina, you can feel reassured that your children will gain education without weakening their faith. And in fact, the faith will grow stronger. Beliefs will not be led towards disbelief. Rather, they will shine and strengthen. So this is Darul Madinah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant further progress and success to this department of your Dawat Islami.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. Knowledge.
Dear viewers, in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "So ask the people of knowledge if you do not know." Indeed, asking questions is the key to knowledge. And all those are in need of scholars and respected muftis. A person who is careful in matters of religion is one who lives his life by repeatedly consulting Islamic scholars and muftis. Dawat Islami has established a department called Darul Ifta al-Sunnah. Subhanallah, this department has now approximately 22 branches across Pakistan and branches abroad as well. Not only are verbal fatwas issued, but people have come to the person to ask questions directly from the muftis. Telephone services are also available. And since we are in the digital age, facilities are also provided by asking questions via WhatsApp and email. The respective muftis of Darul Ifta al-Sunnah also appear on social media and Madani channel to answer people's questions. A dedicated website, a mobile application of Darul Ifta al-Sunnah have also been launched so that lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam around the world can ask any Islamic question through any means. Whether someone has a religious confusion, is stuck in a matter, wants to start a new business, has family related issues, or is preparing for Hajj, muftis are always available for their guidance. You'll be pleased to know that alhamdulillah, 25,000 questions approximately are answered every single month. And so far, millions of questions have been answered. And once again, this entire service is completely free. Yes, your Dawat Islami spends millions on this department. No fee is charged from those who seek answers, because the mission of Dawat Islami is to spread religious knowledge, reform the ummah, and deliver Islamic rulings correctly to the people. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah grant success to this department as well. While speaking about Darul Ifta al-Sunnah, subhanallah, another department has also been established called
Markaz al-Iqtisad al-Islami,
Islamic Economic Center. An Islamic Economic Forum has been created, an institution specifically designed to address the business community. Business people often have major concerns starting new partnerships, launching new venues, or entering into deals where it is unclear whether they are permissible or not. This department is training expert scholars in business and finance. They visit chambers of commerce and various platforms to deliver presentations. Through these efforts, they guide the ummah and teach traders how to earn an halal income and how to deal with emerging challenges. Dear viewers, as the world progresses, new dimensions of business continue to emerge. There are many schemes and online business models, some of which are not permissible by Sharia or they require modification. This department has been established to study and understand all of these matters. Subhanallah, the announcement from this department is that wherever you are in the world, if you want your business to be Sharia compliant or have any business related questions, our scholars and muftis are available for your guidance. For contacting this department of Dawat Islami, you can see the contact numbers, the email addresses, and the details on your screen. Their website is also available. Visit it and inshallah azza wa jal, your faith will be refreshed. For the business community, amongst the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a wonderful gift from Dawat Islami. My dear viewers, one excellent way of acquiring religious knowledge is by reading Islamic books. But these books must be based on authentic and reliable content. Dawat Islami has established a department called the Islamic Research Department, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. Yes, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya is the place where a large number of research scholars are working. They study the books of the great scholars from around the world and write highly beneficial, engaging, and easy to understand books for us in our own language. In this department, many remarkable works have been accomplished. Ancient books written centuries ago by renowned scholars in different languages have been translated into simple Urdu and are now being translated into other languages as well. They are thoroughly researched and they are carefully referenced. And alhamdulillah, these works have been made easy for the Ummah to read and understand. We have heard praise for the department from many senior scholars who themselves say that this department has simplified extremely complex books for the Ummah. Every passing day, alhamdulillah, a new topic, a new book, and a new milestone is achieved by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya. So far, nearly 2,100 books and booklets have been compiled and provided to the Ummah by this department. Subhanallah. Therefore, we should also make it a habit to read books, acquire religious knowledge, and increase our understanding.
The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge, the path of knowledge is the way to...
Dear viewers, there is also a department called Maktabat al-Madina, and this department has achieved something truly remarkable. In today's era, people often say that digital books are replacing printed ones, and that the trend of buying books is declining, and that hardly anybody reads religious books anymore. Well, subhanallah, Dawat Islami has created a global passion for reading Islamic knowledge that is truly unmatched anywhere. We used to hear that when books are published, the first edition consists of 1,000 copies. However, alhamdulillah, under Maktabat al-Madina, and in some cases, hundreds and thousands of copies of books are being printed. Alhamdulillah, hundreds of thousands of books are sold every single month through Maktabat al-Madina. These books are available in different languages and formats. According to the needs of the time, books are published on relevant topics as well. The Holy Quran is printed in a beautiful and dignified manner. Various tafsirs are also available, and translations of the Quran exist in multiple languages. If you wish to see the products of Maktabat al-Madina, visit the website and your faith, inshallah, will be refreshed. You can also purchase Maktabat al-Madina products online or contact them via the provided numbers and have the books delivered directly to your doorstep. Why shouldn't every home have a small library filled with books of Islamic knowledge so that we and our family members can benefit and grow in our religious understanding? Your Dawat Islami has truly excelled in this field as well. According to our information, Maktabat al-Madina is currently one of the leading publishers and distributors of Islamic books. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jal grant this department even more success and progress. Along with books, Maktabat al-Madina also offers the digital pen Quran. And yes, for fragrances, they have a wonderful brand called Musky. If you have not used it yet, you should definitely try it. Let me also clarify one important point, that Maktabat al-Madina is not a personal business. It is the department of Dawat Islami, and its profit and loss belong to Dawat Islami. So why not? Whenever we need to buy books, itar, perfume, or any other Islamic products, we should choose to try our Maktabat al-Madina. Masjids are the house of Allah. And subhanAllah, it is mentioned in the blessed hadith that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah builds a house for him in paradise. Many of us may have houses in the world, but the question is, have we secured a house in paradise? Come, let's join hands with Dawat Islami's department,
Khadam al-Masajid wal Mudarisul Madina,
and take part in building a masjid. This department has achieved something so remarkable. So far, more than 7,000 masajids have been built across Pakistan and abroad under Dawat Islami, and this work continues. Make an effort to contribute at least one masjid. Build a masjid for yourself or for your deceased loved ones, and in return, secure a home for them in paradise. Alhamdulillah, viewers. While speaking about masajid, it is important to mention that Dawat Islami's Madani Markaz, Fizana Madina, are present in many countries around the world, along with a large number of institutions and centers. If I mention the names of just a few countries, along with the numbers of institutions in them countries, you will be surprised. Bangladesh has approximately 152 Dawat Islami institutes. The UK has approximately 108. South Africa has 43, Mozambique 34, Spain 25, Italy 19, South Korea 18, Nepal 18, Australia 17, Malawi 14, Greece 17, the USA has around 16,
Hong Kong 10, Indonesia 14, Kenya around 10, Canada 7, Sri Lanka 8, Nigeria 9. These are just a few examples. As I'm reading this, I'm realizing that many countries have not been mentioned here where institutes and centers exist of Dawah Islami. Wherever you are, find the nearest Dawah Islami center, visit it, and become part of this noble mission.
It's Dawah-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawah-e-Islami.
Now, viewers, I want to talk about media. This is the age of media. Along with the physical presence, electronic and media presence is essential. Subhanallah, your Dawah Islami has also brought a revolution in the media history. We always heard that watching TV spoils people, but we never imagined a channel would come that would reform people. A channel after watching with non-practicing Muslims began praying. Disobedient children became obedient to their parents. Alcoholics gave up drinking. Immodest women adopted the hijab and lives changed completely. Who would have thought that by watching a TV channel, Medina would be remembered? Tears would flow out of the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hearts would tremble with the fear of Allah, and souls would increase towards repentance. Yes, this miracle was achieved by your Dawah Islami in the form of Madri Channel. Subhanallah, Madri Channel has achieved something extraordinary. You'll be happy to know that it broadcasts through approximately 6 satellites, making it one of the largest viewed Islamic channels in the world. Its footprints exist globally, where satellite access is limited. Millions watch it via social media platforms. Alhamdulillah, there is an Urdu Madri Channel. There is an English Madri Channel. There's a Bangla Madri Channel. And Madri Channel clips are dubbed into many languages for lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all around the world. When the need was felt for a children's channel, special transmission for kids were introduced within Madani Channel. And they also achieved remarkable success. When children began learning from children of their own age, positive changes started appearing in homes. Dear viewers, while cartoons are being used to corrupt children, Madani Channel's department, Kids Madani Channel, developed cartoons that created a global impact. Cartoons like Ghulam Rasool and Kaniz Fatima received 60 to 70 million views on social media. That means 6 to 7 crore viewers watch them. When these cartoons are dubbed into different languages, the impact multiplies. Children from various countries are learning from them. Subhanallah, even airlines and schools in different countries have started including them in their content and their curriculum. What is special about these cartoons? Let's have a glimpse.
The summary of a hadith is that lying humiliates, meaning disgraces a person.
Kahan ja rahi hain?
Wo hum pastry lene ja rahe the. Abhi aapke liye bhi lenge.
Achha, to aap mujhe lalach de rahi hain.
Kichhui hoy na. Eta apnader mone anortho kuprothar jonmo niyeche.
Ma mana ikhlaful wa'd ishrahi li.
Ay annana law wa'adna ahadan bi fi'li shay'an ma, thumma lam naf'alah, fahadha huwa al-ikhlaf bil wa'd.
Dear viewers, that was about 3D cartoons. Now, Kidsland has developed another cartoon series using artificial intelligence known as Hamza World. Let us show you some of the highlights of these cartoons as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear children, Allah Almighty created the pen and commanded it, write. It humbly said, O my Lord, what should I write? Allah Almighty said, write the destiny of everything that has happened and everything that will continue to happen forever. So, by the command of Allah Almighty, that luminous pen wrote everything on the preserved tablet.
Dear viewers, whilst we have discussed children's content, Subhanallah, Madani Channel has not left the elderly behind. A separate Madani Channel for elders has been created, yes, with special transmission, designed according to timing suitable for them, ensuring proper spiritual training. Alhamdulillah, the elders' Madani Channel is also flourishing. Dear viewers, we have spoken about TV channels. Now every hand holds a mobile phone, and social media exists everywhere. How could this field be ignored? We may not be able to remove all of the ills from social media, but we can certainly take the message of Allah and the Rasul to people through social media. Alhamdulillah, your Dawat Islami has a strong presence on every major platform. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, X, and many others. You'll be pleased to know that Dawat Islami now has nearly 70 million followers and subscribers across all of these platforms. This proves that you do not need negativity to go viral. Good words, truthful messages, and positive presentation are also watched, shared, and followed. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami continues to serving Islam on social media while fully adhering to Sharia guidelines. If you have not followed or subscribed to our pages, please do so and share the content. This sharing will become an ongoing sabqa jariya for you, inshaAllah azawajal. Dear viewers, one more contribution in the digital world is through IT services. SubhanAllah, your Dawat Islami has developed around 87 websites with more than 100 IT professionals working on its IT department. Its mobile applications have transformed life. Those who use them know how easy it has become to recite the Quran and teach the children Qaeda, read Islamic books, find the prayer timings, Qibla direction, supplications, and daily askar. Alhamdulillah, around 55 applications have been developed, all in-house. The main website, dawatislami.net, is visited every month by users from nearly 200 countries, with visits in the hundreds of the thousands. Thousands of downloads take place, and everything is completely free. Books, videos, and resources can be downloaded completely free. This website is also available in multiple languages as well. By Allah's mercy, dawatislami.net is amongst the most active religious websites in the world. If you have not visited yet, visit it. Avail its services, watch it, and download the content. Dear viewers, there are few people in our society that are usually ignored. People who are distressed, sorrowful, lonely, and sometimes even drift into the wrong activities, or exploited by the wrong people. Who are these people? Who are they? They are the mute, the deaf, and the blind Muslim brothers. Those who are physically challenged. Normally no one pays attention to them, and sometimes even family members are unable to communicate with them. But Dawat Islami is there to be a support for broken hearts. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat with a heart full of concern for the Ummah. Dawat Islami has established a department called the Special Persons Department. Those who are brothers who suffer from one form of disability or another. SubhanAllah, to bring them closer to religion and to convey the message of Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to these Islamic brothers who can hear and speak, first learned sign language. Yet those who can speak and hear learn sign language in order to teach and communicate religious knowledge to those who cannot hear and speak. For blind Islamic brothers, special madrasas were established according to their needs and convenience. Many of these brothers were taught religious knowledge along with practical skills, transforming them into productive members of the society. And Alhamdulillah, many of them have begun earning a livelihood and are actively involved in daily life. Thousands of Islamic brothers who cannot see, hear, or speak are now connected to the environment of Dawat Islami, acquiring religious knowledge and striving to improve both the worldly lives and the hereafter.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge in other than you and universes.
Dear viewers, now let us talk about Dawat Islami's department, FGRF, Fezzan Global Relief Foundation. This is a welfare department that has achieved remarkable success. Dawat Islami has been serving the distressed Ummah for many years, but during the COVID in 2019, when the world was shaken, the need for a dedicated relief department was realized. Since then, in just 6 years, FGRF has performed extraordinary work. During the COVID era, aid reached millions of Muslims in the form of cooked food, ration distribution, and essential assistance. Later, when floods struck Pakistan and earthquakes hit Turkey and Syria, wherever major disasters occurred, Muslims suffered. FGRF was present. Due to Dawat Islami's global footprint, reaching these areas became possible. Alhamdulillah, continued support is being provided to children suffering from thalassemia. Blood donation camps are held weekly across Pakistan. Lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam donate their blood. Today, approximately 86,000 blood bags have been provided for thalassemia patients. Since one bag helps two people, this means that nearly 200,000 lives have been supported. Remember, dear viewers, raising money may be easier than arranging blood donations. Preparing donors is also a unique strength of your Dawat Islami.
Faizan Global Relief Foundation, we serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah.
Regarding global crises, today the entire Ummah is distressed over Gaza and Palestine. Everybody wants to help. And Alhamdulillah, FGRF turned this desire into reality. For months, aid has been delivered inside Palestine and refugees are being supported in Jordan and Egypt as well. Now, FGRF representatives are present in Palestine serving directly. Alhamdulillah, through this department, millions of Muslims have received help and this work continues. Before disaster relief, FGRF provides medical services, Madani clinics, Madani healthcare centers, and mobile healthcare units. These have been established across Pakistan. In the field of environmental protection, nearly 3.5 million trees have been planted to combat climate control. FGRF also works in the rehabilitation of disabled children with centers in Karachi, Faisalabad, Lahore, and now Sialkot. Parents are filled with tears of joy when children who could not speak begin speaking. Those who could not walk start walking, and those who could not hear began hearing. FGRF is restoring hope to these families.
FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. FGRF, Faizan Global Relief Foundation. We serve humanity. We serve humanity by the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Another important initiative is the Education and Skill Department. Through the Skill Enhancement Program, individuals are trained, taught languages, and provided job opportunities, enabling them to live a dignified, self-reliant life. And a state-of-the-art Madani home, an orphanage, is also being built in Karachi. A Grand Plus 7 building is now nearing completion. This facility will provide education, accommodation, and care for orphaned and abandoned children. More branches are being planned nationwide and internationally. The virtue of caring for orphans is immense. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala has said that he and the one who sponsors an orphan will be together in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, this was just a very brief introduction to Dawat Islami. There are nearly 100 departments and only a few have been mentioned here today. Imagine the magnitude of work that is taking place overall. One important point to remember, such massive work is carried out by millions of volunteers as well. Islamic brothers and sisters serve voluntarily alongside their jobs and businesses. However, certain departments require paid employees to maintain proper systems, such as imams, teachers, media professionals, IT staff, and healthcare workers as well. Currently, Dawat Islami employs approximately 55,000, yes, 55,000 employees worldwide. And the combined salary in Baht rupees is 2.5 billion rupees. In the UK, we have approximately 740 employees. And the salary in the UK weekly is over 200,000 pounds. In Pakistan alone, as of January 2026, there are around 43,000 employees, with salaries totaling approximately 1.2 billion rupees monthly. Overseas, around 12,000 employees earning approximately 1.25 billion rupees monthly. Altogether, salaries in Baht rupees amount to 2.5 billion rupees every single month. Annual salaries alone reach 32 billion rupees, excluding utilities, food arrangements, all of the other facilities that need to provide, masjid and madrasa construction, large gatherings, and global relief projects. All of this is possible. How? Because of your donations. We sincerely, I'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank all of our donors. You've seen a glimpse of your contributions and how they are being used. We hope and we pray that you will continue and even increase your support. Do not watch Dawat Islami from a distance. Join it. Become part of this great mission. Give your time and effort and support. Together, let us spread the message of Allah and His Rasul across the whole world. Because the mission is clear, that I will strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Long live your Dawat Islami.
It's Dawat Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's for